from San Francisco, California, to London, England, where
awesome.
Head coach Jim Harbaugh joins us. Jim, this is kind of exciting talking to you all the way over there in London. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Coach.
Doing good. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, give us the scouting report. What are you guys doing right now? What's the Tuesday in London 49er experience like?
Game planning for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, so in your guys, do you guys have like a compound? You got like a big hotel? Are you far off the beaten path? Is it somewhat analogous to the Santa Clara headquarters?
It's a hotel, and got a real nice football facility set up, field, weight room, locker rooms, turned conference rooms into offices and meeting rooms. So it's very good. I would compare it to our setup at Youngstown or when we were in New Orleans for the Super Bowl.
How would you describe kind of how the guys have adjusted so far? I know you're constantly taking their temperature, looking in their eyes. I mean, are they, is it a completely foreign experience, no pun intended, or are you guys trying to keep them on as much a routine as possible?
They've been good. We flew right after the game, and it was a happy flight after the victory over the Titans. Then got here. Some guys are experiencing different things. Seen many of the guys walking around the hotel. Some have gone and seen family in London. Andy Lee, Kevin McDermott, Phil Dawson, and Colt McCoy were heading out for a round of golf today.
Nice.
So different things that the guys are doing, but they have the day off today.
And is jet lag affecting you guys at all?
No. Not. I can only speak for myself.
You're doing good, huh? Because sometimes it can mess with you. What is the Jim Harbaugh European experience, by the way? Did you ever do the Eurail Pass backpack through Europe, or is this your first trip to European soil?
No, I've been on European soil before. But this is a working business trip. Like I said, much like I was when we went to Youngstown, coaches are Monday, Tuesday's a game planning day. So I really haven't left the hotel.
Yeah, there you go. We're talking to Jim Harbaugh, by the way, for the early crowd out there, as he is in London, 8 hours ahead of us, 1:37 p.m. back there. Jim, let's ask you a little bit about the game Sunday in Tennessee. Like you said, happy flight, nice win, fourth straight win with scoring over 30 points, fourth straight win with the margin of victory at double digits, all sorts of good signs, all sorts of good statistics. But for you, what was the most satisfying part of the win? Was it maybe the return of the read option with Colin? Was it the special teams really kind of establishing themselves? What to you was the takeaway from the victory?
Well, both those things were really good. That multiple guys contributed, that play of the special teams definitely was great. The coverage units, again, putting our offense in great field position, putting our defense in great field position. So many things. Kaepernick had a great game. Thought it was maybe Frank Gore's best game as I've been with him. Blocking, running, touchdowns, everything that he did was A++. I just I love that. Anquan Boldin had some huge catches. Defensively, played really good again, much like the game before. We did let up a couple big plays, but I think we can keep improving in all facets, and that was that was my take from it.
Yeah.
And Frank, too. I just, the more I get to know Frank, I just love him so much. He's a mystic, mystical type of guy. He's got a connection to his spirit, spiritual connection. He sees more than most of us do. He's a very deep guy, very, very special person. Love him to death.
Yeah, Coach, and the fans do too. And it's great to hear you look at Frank and say those kind of things. And do you think that applies to all his teammates too? I mean, do you think the guys he plays with looks to Frank maybe, I don't know about a mystic, but do you think they look to him and gain some kind of inspiration for themselves in their own game?
No question about it. He's one of those guys that is very inspirational, and through his actions and what he says, but mostly what he does. And yeah, he's one of those guys that can see things, you know, points them out. He's a great mind for football, but just as a person in general, very special.
Interesting stuff, the mystical, all that. So he's affected you on, was there a specific incident that caused you to...
A mystical man.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
A specific incident where you were like, wow, this guy's different than every other cat I've run across?
He's like I said, he's got a connection there. There's, to his spirit, and just, I sent it.
Okay, all right. Sounds really
that's cool.
Intriguing. I like it. Jim Harbaugh live from London as the 49ers get ready for the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday. You, in addition to using interesting words like mystical and all that, you used a phrase we were just talking about on the show about Daryl Morris looking like an arrow through snow as he runs down the field. We liked that. It was very evocative, and I had never heard that, Jim. Are you a hunter, or is that something I should have known that it is a common phrase?
Barry, what was the word you used?
You said...
Evocative?
I said... It was,
evocative.
I think I did say that. I don't know. Once again, the words.
Look that one up. Evocative.
Yeah.
Is that a word?
You know who's evocative?
Murph keeps a list of new words he wants to...
that word for me? You want me to define mystical, so...
There you go. Winston Churchill's speeches during the Battle of Britain were evocative. How's that?
Okay, it is a word.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
What is an arrow through snow? Are you a hunter?
No, never have hunted.
Yeah, I'd never heard the phrase. So just something you'd heard, you picked up along the way from your dad or Bo Schembechler or something?
Somewhere along the way. Actually, my brother John is I cannot take credit for that one.
Okay.
Well, it's John Harbaugh, just the way he went through the man. It was like an arrow going through snow. It just went right through him.
I like it. Well, you know what, Jim? My old job as a sports writer, they used to say, good writers borrow, great writers steal. So you just you take good lines from other people and you tuck them away.
I couldn't look at myself in the mirror if I took credit for that one.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, a football question about Colin Kaepernick, and everybody loved seeing the running. We almost joked that it was vintage Cap. You know, here he is in his 17th NFL start. But is there a question about, were his feet bothering him earlier this year and now he's healthy? Is that why he ran so well?
No, he's run well. It's just what he does, what he's capable of. He's a very talented individual. We've seen it many examples.
Yeah, okay. Well, by the way, another question we had from the game was your... entry into the fracas there that was going on between some players from the Titans and the 49ers, and I don't know if you know this, but
Staley and Pollard.
Yes, yeah. Fox captured you. Fox captured you in super slow mo entering,
moving bodies around.
And could you describe what that was like for you and what you were thinking and how it was for you?
It was good. It was good to be in the fray. Felt good. Got stepped on. Got cleated in the foot.
Oh.
And that felt good, too. And I've walked that off, though. But it felt good to get cleated again. It's been over a decade since I've gotten stepped on and cleated. Yeah, so gave me something to walk off. That felt good, to be honest with you.
Made you feel alive, huh?
Yeah, life-giving energy. Hey. Being in the fray, feel like you're in the fray, getting jostled around.
Yeah. Well, Coach, on the it's probably some of the kind of thing you never knew you'd really even miss.
Don't quite have the leg strength that I once had, though.
Hey, you were moving bodies pretty effectively, actually.
You got to hit the gym.
I was getting moved more than I was moving.
You got to look at the film and hit the gym.
Yeah, just another reminder, you know, this is...
Yeah.
You stare in the mirror, it's not the same reflection that you saw in my South Quad College dormitory room.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're not the only one. Believe me. Coach, the question Murph was asking you about Kaepernick a minute ago, about just him feeling good again and doing some of the things we like to see him do on the field. Wondering if you can comment on Patrick Willis on the defensive side of the ball, because he had a great game. And I know he's been battling that hand problem all year. But do you think he's finally feeling as good as he needs to feel or he likes to feel to be at his best?
Yeah, you know, and he missed a game there, two actually with the muscle strain, and then came back and played well against Arizona. But in this game, it was Patrick Willis level, and he was moving along, moving around really well, and playing at that Pro Bowl high caliber level that is Patrick Willis. So it was good. It was great to see. So was Navarro Bowman. So they both played extremely well. Were very active, and that bodes well for us.
Jim Harbaugh live from London. A couple more minutes with him as he takes a break from game planning. They are getting ready for Jacksonville in the UK on Sunday, which you'll hear on KNBR 680. Jim, a lot of 49ers fans concerned about the health of Dante Whitner and Eric Reed. Can you give us any information as to whether those guys will be okay this week?
No, not yet. Not now. I know Eric went back in the game, and they were both moving around well yesterday after the flight, and I haven't seen either one of them today. So, but it didn't. Nothing too alarming, I don't think.
Okay, nothing too alarming. That's good. And also, we continue to monitor the progress of these guys who are back off the PUP list, and you guys activated one of them, Quentin Dial. He is amazing. The guy went from, right into the fray, yep. Played in an NFL game. Talk about maybe him and his advancement, and then also Mario Manningham, if things are progressing well with him.
We're excited for tomorrow's practice because of those guys, and our team, and purpose of the mission of getting better. We're fully loaded here in London, and as guys get back into the practice, into the competition, it heats the waters competitively for everybody, and everybody feels that, and it's in a good way, and it's not a self-centered way, but it's good. It's highly competitive, and guys get better because of that. Iron sharpens iron, so to speak. So, yeah, as a coach, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's practice.
Yeah, it'd be real good for everybody. Finally, last couple ones. One would be you gave a really tantalizing comment about Aldon Smith, and that there might be a chance to see him soon in a couple of weeks. Is there any update on that situation?
No, like I said at the time, just in a position, hopeful, and in the overarching scheme of things, hopeful for Aldon personally, and I think he's on track, but I know he's treating one day at a time, and that's how we're looking at it too. Make today as good as possible, and hopeful that we'll see him soon. And I don't know when that'll be. I'm not the authority for when that'll be. I'm not the spokesman for when that'll be. But just speaking as his coach and as his teammate, and the way the rest of the team and coaches, players feel. We're in his corner, and we support him. And we miss him, and hopefully we see him soon.
Well, that's all well said, and we will continue to look for good news on that front. And you're right, one day at a time is the key phrase there. And then finally, Jim, sort of off topic, Matt Barrows, one of our favorites, and I'm sure yours too, wrote a real nice piece about your passion for Winston Churchill. And it's a great piece.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's
good,
it's really good
stuff.
And has a lot of detail and all that. And my question is, will you have a chance to, maybe on the Saturday off day with the hay in the barn, the work done, get a chance to go see some of the historical sites or places that Churchill kind of roamed?
Yes, we will do that. And we're going to do it as a team after Friday's practice. We're moving from out here in the country down to the city, so on our way, we're going to take some buses through and see some of the sites, and hopefully 10 Downing Street will be one of them. But I think you'll kind of get the picture. It's going to be, we'll go to Buckingham Palace, and that's with the guards a little bit. We'll go see Big Ben, and you know, can you just imagine, we'll take, you know, 70 football players, jump out of the bus,
yeah,
snap some photos, back in the bus, and be like one of those European vacation movies. Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
I'm picturing Chevy Chase, too, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, stand right here.
By the
Clark, what was his name?
Clark Griswold. Clark Griswold, yeah.
Clark Griswold. I'm going to be Clark Griswold. Jump out of the bus, we'll snap a photo. And
yeah. By the way, in that analogy,
I'm the next one.
You are the Chevy Chase figure in that analogy, right?
That's all right, though, yeah.
That's what I was picturing.
Right.
Was,
okay. Yeah. Good man. Good man. All right. Well, listen, that'll be really, really fun. And we'll look forward to your reports when you return back. Enjoyable conversation, Jim. Congrats on the win,
Coach.
Sunday. And
as always.
Yeah, as always, Jim. As always. And we're jealous. We wish we were over there with you. So make sure to, you know, say hi to London for us.
I've been enjoying the Alex Boone show as well.
Oh.
I've caught that a few times.
He's been doing great. We got to make sure you remind him to keep his helmet on next time he's going to headbutt his quarterback, though. He threw Kaepernick a helmetless headbutt the other day.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was another one of those. The TV cameras catch these things, Jim. Yeah,
on the sidelines, yeah.
Headbutt, okay. I didn't see the TV copy.
Ask him about it, yeah. He's an interesting guy. He you're right. You know, it was big shoes to fill with Brian Jennings. And he is.
Yep. And Brian Jennings is doing well. Had a nice talk with Brian a week ago.
Nice.
Doing well. Got some great insights from Brian. You gotta have Brian back on the show.
Oh, we are. We've been talking to him too. He says he's a real businessman now. He goes to an office and everything. Puts on a suit.
Carries a briefcase. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like he's doing some good things and for youth and high school football in terms of football safety and. And he's been working out and had a few tryouts. So I don't think his football's done yet, but it's nice to see that he's using his time well, you know, for the good of the game.
You will hear him again on the airwaves, Jim. So thanks for the
Always
time.
Proud of him.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good one. We'll talk when you come back.
Okay. We'll catch you later.